And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, March 24th, 2021. Today in the news, well, silver is a sleeping giant, and it's time to load up on it, according to Seeking Alpha. In 2020, silver reached a high of $29.91 an ounce, the highest since 2013. 2021, the precious metal is consolidating and digesting the gains over the last year. As we learned last year, when silver decides to take off to the upside, the volatile metal takes no prisoners. Long-term price momentum and relative strength indicators continue to point to a bullish trend in the silver market. Rising inflation is historically bullish for silver and all commodity prices. Well, an inflation test is coming to the markets and the Fed, according to Briefing.com. Fed Chairman Powell recently said for the umpteenth time that the Fed funds rate isn't going up anytime soon and that the Fed is unlikely to be swayed by any scary-looking inflation data that could present itself in the coming months. What the stock market heard right after the Fed decision and press conference was party on. What the Treasury market heard was quite different, that the Fed risks playing with inflation fire and we might get burned. The coming months are likely to produce some scary looking inflation data, so be prepared. Well, it's taken four decades, but the Federal Reserve has finally shaken off its fear of inflation, reports Wall Street Journal. Inflation is poised to leap higher in the next few months due to a sharp dip in prices a year ago, as Mr. Powell himself pointed out last Wednesday. He said the Fed would ignore what he expected to be merely a blip. Combine that with the commitment to low rates and a president already moving on his next spending plan, and it makes sense that people would worry about rising prices. Well, the president's economic advisors are planning a sweeping $3 trillion package to boost the economy, reduce carbon emissions, and narrow economic inequality, beginning with a giant infrastructure plan that may be financed in part through tax increases on corporations and the rich, reports the New York Times. Republicans are united in opposition to most of the tax increases Mr. Biden has proposed. Business groups have warned that corporate tax increases would scuttle their support for an infrastructure plan. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.